This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are fads, there are crazes, and then there is Pokemon Go. The game has become the top downloaded, top grossing app in the United States, New Zealand, and Australia in just the past couple of days since it was released. Nintendo shares are up 25%, and the thing's not even out yet in Europe and Japan. You play on your smartphone outside while Nintendo counts its money. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore in New York explains the hype.
If you're not playing Pokemon Go right now, someone near you probably is. Look for someone frozen, holding their phone up in front of their face, sliding their fingers wildly.
Excuse me, sir. Are you playing Pokemon Go?
I just started doing it.
So it looks like Jay Allen Sub is pointing his phone at empty space, but when he looks through his screen,
there's a monster there.
Okay.
And you could approach it and try catch the monster.
In this case, it's some kind of cartoon pigeon monster superimposed on the video. He found it on a map in his phone and walked a couple blocks to where it was hiding. Then he threw a digital ball at it.
And now I have the monster.
And that is... So what's fun about that?
Well, you need to collect monsters.
That's really kind of it. You can make your monsters fight other monsters, too.
I went to a party last night, though, and almost everyone in the party are doing it.
It's free, but you can buy extra perks. Nintendo's stock is soaring.
People are going so crazy about this because it's a confluence of factors, like right time, right place, right thing.
Julie Osk is principal analyst at Forrester Research.
On one hand, they're tapping into the nostalgia of the millennials who spend a lot of time on their mobile phones. It's inherently social.
And it takes advantage of all the things that smartphones can do. Mapping, video, geolocating, says Christine Arrington, senior analyst at IHS.
We haven't seen a lot of games, I think, that really take advantage of that. Really getting people out, walking around, they're out of their homes.
People have kayaked into the middle of a bay to find monsters. They've walked into the street, and they've even been lured into robberies just to catch them all. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.